Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. This is Taran Travel with Are You Tripping? And you know, we have been pivoting to do our new title, which is called Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. And we know that this pandemic has been around since about March, so we're into like month six. Most of the gyms and the fitness centers are closing too because they were not considered essential businesses. So some people have been doing their workout programs using Zoom, sometimes through streaming, but some gym owners are now moving their classes outside. Today I speak with Leticia Gunnels Hall, and she is a spirit-led, soul-fed, purpose-driven health, nutrition, fitness, and a wellness coach. She also does lifestyle transformation mentoring. So I want to make sure Leticia is on the line to talk to us about getting into shape and what's going to be our new normal. Leticia, are you on the call?
Hello, Taran. Yes, I am.
Excellent. So glad you made it. I'm so excited to talk about getting into shape because I know a lot of people are feeling really sluggish, being stuck inside, and they're frustrated from the gyms that are not open. But first, I want to get a little background on you. How did you get into the business of being a fitness and wellness coach?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here. I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the moment. And I love the name, Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. I love that. Those are wellness words, and that's my get down. I like wellness. I live wellness, so I could definitely relate. But I'll say that it's not so much that I chose it as it chose me. And that's just my walk. When you introduced me as a spirit-led, that's exactly what happened. I was a COO, a chief operations officer in downtown LA for two world-renowned architecture, landscape architecture firms, doing my thing, the 60 to 80 hours at the desk, crunching numbers, helping run, you know, an office of almost 40 people, just that lifestyle. But inside, there was always something else, right? There was always that knock. There was always that whisper. And because, you know, that part's a long story, but just because I think I've always been open to it, whether through my faith or how your family brings you up or your environment, outside influence, I was just always kind of listening and being tugged. I used to help start a couple of foundations with young women interested in fitness and beauty and wellness, cosmetology, things like that, just being spirit-led, following along, but not really sure what God had purposed for me, because I'm in what I'm into. I'm into this corporate thing. I'm into behind the desk and the pretty office, and I like that. I like it, but at the same time, I was being prepared and I was being led. And so when a time came when my mommy, God bless her soul and may she rest in peace, got sick suddenly, and they didn't know what it was, to the doctors, did this or that. I'm a very active, physical woman. And she was told it was this, it was that, misdiagnosed, it going back and forth, like so many stories out there. And then we came across a young doctor, African-American doctor, a beautiful woman who was a medical doctor, but was also opening up a practice, which she said was holistic or natural medicine. That was new to me, but I'm like, okay, because I had come up with an uncle. Again, just always being led, who had been telling me from the time I was a teenager, eat that, eat this, don't do that. And these things are just coming back. So as we're on this medical journey with mommy, and she's not getting better, and we're not understanding, this doctor says, hey, let's try this. And again, I'm just trying to keep it short. I'm not trying to mix anything up for anybody. I want to be clear. But she started opening up to holistic, not just natural, but healing the whole person from the inside out, right? Not just the medication, mm-hmm. not just stuffing away symptoms, but being an active participant in your health care and understanding where this is coming from, how it affects you, and what your role is. So we studied Eastern medicine. I just became just an admirer of hers. I was just like stuck, and something in me was birthed. I couldn't get enough of it. We followed that. My mommy came off of steroids, all this medication. She got back into her size, her beauty, herself, and life was great. She ended up with a great life,
mm-hmm.
and it just stuck with me. And I would talk to this doctor, and then I was eating it up. I wanted to study. I studied this. I studied that. And so it wasn't so much fitness as it was mind,
okay.
body, spirit fitness, right? It was a holistic
fitness
of the entire person. And really, that's where it began. That's how it began.
Wow. Wow. I so relate to that. I know my mother passed away in 2007, and she
mm-hmm.
had stomach cancer. And
mm-hmm.
it ended up taking her in like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I wasn't really looking at her diet or anything, but so
right.
many people I know would live longer if they would look
yes.
on the inside and not just medication.
Right.
Wow,
right.
that's a beautiful story. So what would you say is your mission now through your business? What is your mission in doing
mission,
this business?
Yes, and it is a business. It is an industry, but it really is my lifestyle. I was working with some women this morning, Soul to Spiritual Oxygen Workout, Holy Fit, and I was saying, like, this is really, 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 I get excited because it's really my get down. It's really who I was purposed to be. And so my mission is holistic. Again, it's being an active participant in your life. It's being mindful. And sometimes there's these words, these catchphrases, these trending things like stay woke, be woke. But, you know, it's real, right? There's a reality to that. There's a truth to that. And we have to tap into that truth. We have to tap into it. And so if I could give anything, I say be mindful, because your mind is a powerful thing and it holds all the answers. And so, again, in the rethink, in the refresh, in the relaunch, or as I say, in the redirect, if I could give you, and mine comes through my faith and the word of God that I believe, but it would encourage and uplift everyone when I say be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? Just to look deeper, go deeper, educate yourself, be open, be awake, be alert, right? And just know that anybody can't tell you anything. We go to doctors. Hey, there's a place for the medical teams in this world. I applaud the medical industry, right? But again,
exactly.
God has put a lot of stuff out here to tap into. So we hear that. I always say, I get the diagnosis, and then I got to think for myself, and what am I really going to do? I can't just stuff these symptoms back in me, right? I want to heal. I want to be cured, and I know it's possible.
Yeah.
So I say believe, be mindful, think. Don't let somebody just give you anything on a plate and tell you this works for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 across the board. Be mindful, be conscious, be thoughtful, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be educated. Maybe say, well, I don't know. Seek out those you know. I promise you he sent a messenger your way. I promise messengers come all the time. It's there, but we have to be alert. We have to look. That is my mission, to just be holistic, be open, and want to be whole and well. That is abundant living. That is prosperous living, right? That is joyful living.
Exactly. And that's when you're living holy, because I think so many
yes.
people get to a point where they're just existing. They're just
right. yes.
getting up and then going to bed. And you're like, what are you doing in between? You know?
Yeah.
And
it's just
they just have to get to the point to live fully.
Right. It's two different things. Existing and living are two different things, living is to have joy. You know, we fall down, right? But we get up, things happen, we have disappointments, we have tragedy, but we also have triumphs and victories, right? So it's about how to find that balance and how to straddle that fence and how to know that joy comes in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. It's how to wake up refreshed, right? And like, this is my journey, this is what I have, and here's a road for me to walk, and along the way, I have to testify, I have to share, I have to help. And sometimes people say, what do they have to do? You preach it to me? It's mind, body, spirit. You are 3D, one person, three parts, interconnected, right? Socrates and Plato say, but the mind can't be well, right? If something is wrong in the
That's
spirit.
True.
The body can't be well
That's
if something's
true.
Wrong in the mind. We're connected. And, you know, if I could just get that one little nugget out, right? You say you are three in one, and they all need to be well. They all need to be whole so that you can be a healthier, happier, whole person.
So true. Now, I know at one point you were working out of a gym, and then, of course, they closed everything down. How did you pivot your business? How did you pivot to meet that need of gyms got to close, you know?
Right. Because
what did you do then?
I do what I do in life, period. So another thing in the mission is who you are. It's your lifestyle, who you are, whatever it is. So whether we're talking COVID or tragedy or this happened or the lights went out or I don't know. Yeah, it's just the pivot. It's just the, okay. Let's make it happen. What choice do I have? I have to move forward, right? We got to move forward. We got to look up and keep going. Yes, we have a studio in Leimert Park, which is a dojo, and we're still there. We're still there, but we can't. We have a large crowd, and clearly we can't have that inside the dojo. So beautiful opportunity to get outside. God spoke. He opened the doors. You have this beautiful sky. We're in L.A. It works because why? It's my purpose. It's my journey. So it's working. It may not have been so easy to pivot if I lived in New York. I don't know, right? But for me right here, I'm blessed. I got great weather. You know, I'm like, let's take it outdoors. It's vitamin D. We get spread out. We have the space. It's just there. It comes, and you just do what you have to do. I'll tell you, Saturday, we have this workout. We have about 28 people. We're working out. We're getting down. We're having a good time. And out of nowhere in the park, the sprinklers come on. I don't mean a little bit of wet. I'm talking about raindrops. I mean, the sprinklers came on in the park and soaked us. People are running for their phones. They're dashing electronics, the speaker. Everything could have went way left. But you know what? I saw a guy. It was so beautiful to see all those people. And 12 of those had never met me before. Just grab their mat and walk to the whole other side and say, let's go. Let's just go.
Whoa.
Look at you. That's how I know, or you will know, or someone will know. When you have to pivot, when you have to go left or right or turn around or flip back, right, and it always works out. You just stay your journey. You stay your walk, right? Because you know it'll lead you. It was the most beautiful thing.
Exactly.
Like, and it happens all the time in life. It happens all the time. We can't get stuck. I could have got very comfortable. They're like, oh, what am I doing? That's the comfort zone. We already know nothing grows there. Nothing develops there. I got to step out. I got to step out and keep moving. I got to look to the right, look to the left, look up or down. I got to go somewhere. So whether we're talking the fitness lifestyle, finances, marriage, whatever, we have to look at all things in our life. Once again, the whole you, the whole me, the whole us. It's our lifestyle. It's our lifestyle. Not just about this one thing, this one aspect. It's who we are. It's how we rise to the occasion, right? Not how we react. It's how we act. How do we act?
Exactly.
How do we act? Yeah.
So true. So true. So you say you have this class on Saturday. How can people find you? What time? What? Where? Where are you on Saturday? Where can they go? Where do they go to find out?
I hope they do. I mean, the main place to go right now is Instagram at The Pamper Coach, THEPAMPERCOACH, The Pamper Coach, because of this uncertain time, this uncertain season, right, it can change at any given moment. Governor, the mayor, can say, you can't even be outside. I don't know. right? So for right now, in this moment, as we talk today, Saturday morning at 7, SOS Sweat It Off Saturday, which is LA's original party. It's an experience. I can't even describe it to you. But I tell you, it's unlike any other fitness experience most people know. It's just wonderful. The people come. It's social with the social distancing, but we get our grooves on. We get our fit on. It's at Norman O. Houston Park in L.A. at the top of Stocker and La Brea, 7 a.m. on Saturday. It's co-ed. It's all ages. It's all shapes and sizes. I don't want to hear I have to get fit to come there. Like I said, Monday, same place, 6:30 a.m., SOW, the Spiritual Oxygen Workout. Woo! That gospel stretch is something else. Come and be blessed. And then Wednesday morning, same place, 6:30 a.m., ladies only, the ABT abs button size workout.
Okay, so you have Saturdays, Mondays, and Wednesdays.
Yes.
The one on Stocker and La Brea, what do people bring something? I mean, what would they need to bring in order to work out?
Right.
Will you supply mats?
No, I do not.
Do they bring their own?
Still in
okay.
The dojo. Yes, Toronto. It's already enough just trying to drag and set up, but, you know, it's a blessing, so it's all good. Yeah, so I ask that everyone, please, they bring a mat, an exercise mat, not a yoga mat. There is a difference because I go hard on abs and core, so I want to make sure they have an exercise mat, which is a little thicker than a yoga or a stretch mat to support their lower back. They bring a mat, you always have to have water. Water, 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 I need it. Dumbbells are definitely not required, but for those who are comfortable using them, who are more advanced, yes, bring them. I ask no matter how strong you think you are. I've had men come to me with 15, 20 pounds, and I go, I know you think I can't, but I can. You want to go grab some fives or fours to get started. So dumbbells are okay as long as you keep them light when you're trying out. And maybe a hand towel, because you definitely will get your sweat on. Now, some people also are a little maybe allergic, or they're not so comfortable on the grass. I say, bring an extra blanket or sheet, throw it up under your mat. But otherwise, that's it. We got you.
Okay. And would they wear shoes or do they do it barefoot?
Everybody's doing their own. Yeah. So, right, in the dojo, we work out in our dojo, which is also a martial arts studio, we wouldn't wear sneakers or fitness shoes or outdoor footwear on the mat. But outside, your tennis shoes, some people are barefoot, in socks, whatever makes them comfortable. That grass, as long as it works for you. And it's safe in the park on the grass. So as long as you know your ankles, your feet, how comfortable you are, your foot support, it's okay.
Okay. Now, I know that I've talked to a number of people, and they're like, I have picked up weight like when I was in college, where they used to call it the freshman 15. Now people say, I got the COVID, not 15, but 30. 35, 40, I picked up so much weight sitting on my behind working from my computer. What do you suggest for people that are just overweight, out of shape, they have not worked out before? What would you suggest for them to ease into this? Because I don't know, when people who are super out of shape, do they come to the class, or is it those fit, super athletic, you know, mega tight bodies that are doing the class?
No. The first place you're going to start, and you said a couple of things there. One, you were talking about the COVID. So let's address that. And this is where maybe I have a little tough love. I don't know. You'd have to ask my people, because what I am going to say is COVID-19 is no different from a cold, a disappointment, a discouragement, or just being lazy, right? It's no excuse. That's what I'm going to say, is lose the excuses. Because you have to get ready and stay ready. You can't let, because it could come right back around. It's not COVID-19. It's going to be Shambhala 22 next time. If there's always going to be something. There's always going to be donuts and treats at the office. There's always going to be, but I was just chilling at my birthday. And these times, this is lifestyle. That's what this is. It's lifestyle. It's lifestyle. So the first thing you have to do, at least go back to the beginning, is be transformed by the renewing of your mind. At some point, even during COVID, you have to say, you know what, COVID wasn't the first time you gained a 15. Trust and believe. We've gone up and down. We've gone up and down, but now we got something to put it on. Like, is that COVID did that? Come on, coach. You know the COVID did it. No. We have to be of the same mind. This is my lifestyle. I need to be healthy. I need to be fit. I got to stay who I am. I got to get ready and stay ready. I can't think about the vacation, the reunion, the this. And now we don't even have that. And some of us think like, oh, well,
that's right.
Nobody's looking. Right. I mean, nobody looking. I'm all right. But we are looking. You're looking because it's inside of you. I'm not talking about what the outside is the easiest fix. The inside is a little harder. So that's what I tell people. Get that mind straight because we're not talking about an outside fix. You go pay money for that if you want to. But that inside fix, right, that's what we got to be concerned about.
Exactly.
Our blood pressure, right, the cholesterol, right, all the diabetes. There's so much going on. The obese-related or nutrition-related cancers, things we turned on in our own power, right, just for lack of knowledge,
that's
lack
right.
of nutrition, whatever it is, but that we participated in. So we can reel it back and then go forward. We can rethink and relaunch. I love it. You know, I keep saying it. I love that. We can rethink and relaunch and refresh.
You.
Yes. I love it. I was like, you know, redirect. That's what we have to do. So that's what I say with COVID, with that 15. Look, you know, it was that. It had that name, but there's a lot of things with a name and a label, and then we're going to get the same result. So the thing is, you have to be mindful and say, I'm better than this. It's not even about my outsides. I got time now to really get these insides cleaned up, right? And so that's
mm-hmm.
on that. And regarding
yes.
the classes, I have people all the time, not even class, personal training. It's like I got to get in shape. When I tell you I hear it every day, I hear it every day, and it blows me. You got to get in shape to what? Work out? Really? I thought that's what working out was all about. Nobody's in perfect shape.
Exactly.
I'm looking at people and thinking because their abs look like this or that looks like that or not. You don't understand their get down. You don't know what they had to do. Some people come in the world with a six pack. That's just their genetics. Don't worry about
mm-hmm.
that. Be concerned
yes.
about you, right? And so with me, when I tell you judgment-free zone, it's not going down like that. And I believe everything comes from the child. So I think that I'm thankful, I'm grateful that maybe God placed it in me. So you see the God in me. I got the hugs and love for you. Can't hug you now in COVID, but hey, I'm reaching out. It falls down all over everyone. Everyone is welcome. Everyone's motivated. I have people who used to come in the dojo, couldn't do anything but march. Didn't do all the rest. Just stand there and step it out. I had a lady just last year who
mm-hmm.
lost 85 pounds in 6 months when she started.
Oh, my goodness.
I, you know, sat in the chair just doing legs lift, couldn't get down on the mat. I'm like, come, trust me. If your mind is right, you're going to get better. You're going to get stronger, right? Because you're going to change. It's not just
exactly.
about the exercise. It's about the nutrition. It's about the fitness. It's about the wellness. It's about what you think about yourself. That's what it's about. But anybody else to be looking who got what, don't have what, that's not, you're going to clean up from the inside out. And then the weight will fall into place. But we're starting with the inside, and that begins, and everyone welcomes, and they smile, and we're singing, and we're dancing, and I'm like, okay, now I'm about to hit you. We don't have enough fun. Let's go on and get this good down. Yeah.
Wow. This sounds like so much fun.
It
I
is.
Know that there are also some other products that you have. Something that's like a juice bougie or bougie. Do you have something
bougie.
Like that? I think I juice bougie.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Juice bougie is my personal can you hear me? Did I lose you?
I can definitely hear you
okay,
loud and
okay.
clear.
Okay, good. Juice Bougie is my, I say designer juice line, personal, functional, just like fitness. I try to keep it blessed with everything I do, making it personal and making it functional. Even in fitness, some of the things I do, a lot of ab work, trunk work, lower back work, those things we need to function. In the juice bougie line, I'm bougie about it. I'm bougie about it. I know that it is blessed. I know that my partner and I pray over it. I know that our intentions are good. I know that our hearts are compassionate. Like, it's just so intentional. So I am bougie about that. Yeah, so Because we have, everything. My partner, George, and I, we could be sitting down, hey, what about, and just come up and think. And he's a great architect of flavor. I'm usually more on the nutritious side. Yeah, let's do this, let's do that. Well, how about that? Let's take, you know, or someone may come to me. I've had people come to me with cancer or inflammation or whatever medical condition, disease is going on, and we talk about it and how nutrition can assist, right? Never taking away what your medical doctor says, but how nutrition and supplementing, even through juicing, can assist you, can support you, can help heal you, can make you feel better. So I'm very bougie about all the herbs and fruits and vegetables and spices that God has put out here to help us, right, and how we put it together so that you'll enjoy it and that it can help you.
I see. So if people wanted to get your juice product, would it still be through the Instagram, through the Pamper Co?
Yes, yes, right, exactly. You could get me through Instagram, direct message me. We're just local right now. We have a good business being local, thank God. But I'll also say there's been some setbacks and holdbacks. It doesn't mean anything, but that's just a sign of the times during COVID and right even before that in this administration, where we've had a holdback on bottles or glass or containers and prices change. There's just a lot of things going on with shipments coming into the country, not even just the city. So our menu can be limited. It could be this today and that tomorrow. And I thank God our people trust us and love us and are patient with us. You know, these are things we cannot help, right? We may not be able to have a full menu today or this tomorrow, but we have something for you. And until, you know, things get back on an even keel and we see what's going on with the shipping, with agriculture, with farming, a lot of things have been shut down. It's not as easy for us to stand in line and go shopping, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot of pivoting in the juicing, but it's not going to stop anything. We got it for you. So the best thing is to direct message me on Instagram, hit me up on Facebook, email me, pampercoach@gmail.com. We could talk about it, and we're going to make something work. But right now, we can't do anything that's not local, really.
Okay. But if people do live in the LA area, they could meet you somewhere and pick it up. But if people from out of state, they would have
dojo.
To have difficulty. Okay.
Right. We still do sets. Sometimes work on some sets. There's delivery. Maybe it's free delivery depending on the minimum or what you have. But definitely pick up at the dojo in Leimert Park. There's set days for juice pickups in Leimert Park. There's appointments for pickups.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, we're going down to the last minute, but I want to reiterate how people can find you. So first you said the Pamper Coach, P-A-M-P-E-R, Coach on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
You said email you through the PamperCoach@gmail.com.
PamperCoach@gmail. You got it.
Okay. Then, if they want to go to the classes, you have a Monday class, 6:30, and that is at the dojo or is that outside?
No, all the classes right now are outdoors until things change or any further notice. They are outdoors at Norman O. Houston Park, right at the top of Stocker and La Brea in Los Angeles.
Stocker and La Brea in Los Angeles, in the Baldwin Hills, Windsor Hills area. I'm familiar with that. You have a class on Saturday, 7 a.m., when they need to bring an exercise mat and water.
Water.
Mm-hmm. And a class on Wednesdays. Dumbbells are optional. And then Wednesdays at 6:30, but that's women only.
Women only. Yes, it is. And my number is free.
All
my business line, you can call or text.
Okay, sounds great. Well, I truly appreciate your time. We're down to our last 30 seconds. I want to thank you, my guest, Leticia Gunnels Hall. So everybody have a great day. Make a difference every day in some way.
Thank
awesome. You.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.